And every Wednesday at 3:30, we're joined by Dan Orlovsky of ESPN on the Harbor One Hotline. What's going on, Dan? We're excited to kick off football season with you.
No, it's great to be with you guys. I'm so happy that we're actually into real games instead of the whole assumption and guessing and hypothesizing world of the offseason. So I'm excited for Wednesdays.
Okay, well, we're going to have you guess and hypothesize here one more time before week one. Why don't you guess and hypothesize a little bit for us on Mac Jones and the fit with Bill O'Brien this year? Because we've debated it all offseason. I'm sure you've hypothesized as well. How do you feel the offense looks, not just compared to a year ago when it was a disaster, but compared to year one for Mac and Josh McDaniels when it was competent?
Yeah, I would definitely say way more into year one. I think there's going to be three things that they'll try to major in. Number one, the RPOs, the run pass options. Mac ran a lot of those at Alabama, super successful, a decent amount of those his rookie year. I think it's twofold. Mac can do some of the pre-snap RPOs, which are a little bit more the ones we've seen for 20 years in football, the numbers. You know, are there more people near the football? Well, then we'll throw something on the outside or a bubble. Are there more people in coverage? Well, we can hand it off. And then I think he can do some of the post-snap RPOs where you're reading rotation of defenders, or is this linebacker filling, or is the safety kind of coming down into the box? So I think you can do that. Number two, way more play action. I kind of harped on that. It felt like weekly last year of the lack of play action pass. I think the way I've kind of phrased it is the chunk play action game. I'll say this, the Chargers, use them as an example. I think they have utilized a ton of play action this year as well, but that's going to be more to really push the ball downfield, big plays. I think Mac is a little bit more suited to the kind of sell it, chunk play actions where you're trying to hardball people vertically and you get the 10 to 15, 20-yard throws. And then the third thing is the manipulation of formations with your receivers. You know, I think Mac excelled at his rookie year and again at Alabama, kind of moving receivers into those what we would call number three spots, the receiver closer to the football, kind of a traditional tight end spot. Using those guys to kind of work the middle of the field because Mac's very good at it.
So, Dan, you started off mentioning the RPOs, and that was something that was so lacking with this offense last year. I'm wondering, though, the way that you particularly described the post-snap RPO, is that something that Mac Jones is going to be able to execute against pressure?
Absolutely.
When you have an offensive line that is, I know this is across the league, but particularly here in New England, this offensive line has not played a lot together through training camp and preseason leading up, and there's a lot of questions here.
Yeah, totally. Good question. So, one, the offensive line, you know, when you're teaching offensive linemen RPOs, they really don't care about the P or the O. They care about the R. You know, good offenses and good offensive line coaches, when it comes to the RPO, like, those offensive linemen, you're just blocking the run, fellas. You're responsible for who you're responsible for, and you're blocking the run. It's the quarterback's job to make the decision and make the decision in a timely fashion. So for the offense, whether it's a run or a run-pass option for the offensive line, it shouldn't matter. I think Mac's capable of it. The biggest challenge is going to be this. I would expect, more often than not, defenses to line up and give them a fair amount of man coverage, knowing that they're not super dynamic on the outside, and most teams feel that they should be able to play physical and force tight throws, and the offensive line can't hold up a ton. RPOs were fundamentally brought into football to beat zone coverage. The way that defenses started to slow them down was to play man coverage because, you know, there's really no one in conflict anymore. The challenge for Bill and the challenge for Mac is going to be you want to run the RPOs, but you are going to have to build in man-beating pass concepts that are attached to that RPO. So instead of running just a slant, maybe you cut splits and you're running a slant with a flat route, a kind of pick route with a mesh route, a spot route with an out route. So just building in those man-beating concepts attached to the RPOs, I think that'll be the bigger challenge consistently rather than just the offensive line.
Dan, you tweeted about a month ago that you think the Patriots are going to try and play the same style of football they played in the early 2000s. Would I be right to assume that you're sort of calling their style a little dated? I mean, that's sort of how I took that. Is that what you were trying to? Was that what you were getting at?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, I mean, if it's also a little bit of like Captain Obvious in a way. I don't expect them to spread and shred. You know, they don't have dynamic players on the outside that you're sitting there going, man, they got Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, or they've got Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. So there's a little bit of reality. I don't think that they believe that they're going to be able to line up and throw it all over everybody. There's also a little bit of that zig when everyone else zags philosophy that New England has, you know, notoriously been under Bill, and the league is spread out and the league is throw first, and there's not a ton of defenses that are built to handle smash mouth football consistently, at least teams that are capable of it. And so, you know, when they sign Zeke, you sit there and go, okay, you've got Ramondre, you're adding Zeke Elliott, you haven't really brought in a wide receiver help outside of Juju. Are you just going to try to play great defense, which they should have a really good defense, and try to at least philosophically dominate the ground and be committed to that and not waver from it and be kind of situational in your pass game? I just think that's the, at least, again, the trying to foreshadow what their offense is going to try to be.
Talking to Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, joins us weekly here on Jones and Mega with Arcan every Wednesday at 3:30. What do you think it's going to be like for Mac with Brady in the building on Sunday?
I would say very cool. I mean, you're the person that, you know, has the opportunity to try and replace or try and replicate, knowing you never can. And I hope he's capable of at some point having that moment of admiration and respect and kind of paying homage to not only Tom because he was a Patriot, but Tom because he was a quarterback. And then kind of using it as motivation, using it as focus to try to and go play in a style in a way that would make Tom proud or make Tom kind of tip the cap to him a little bit of respect.
Dan, why don't you wash your hair? I'm looking at this tweet that you put out saying that Jason Kelce says he only washes his hair once a month. And you're like, we became stepbrothers instantly. What's going on here?
Yeah. Well, it came from Kelce's podcast because he was talking about with him and his brother, you know, is it okay to use shampoo as like soap when you're in the shower? And so my immediate reaction is like, absolutely. I've done it thousands of times. I don't like search out shampoo to wash myself with. I use a bar of soap. I don't use liquid soap because I'm a guy. I don't use a loofah because I'm a guy. But I use bar soap. But there have been times when shampoo is the only thing available. So I do that. And then I honestly don't wash my hair that much. 40, I've never had dandruff issues. I only really get my hair washed when I go get a haircut. So
wait, what?
I like it, Dan. I'm going to get on this train. I already only wash my hair every other time. Now I need to get on this train.
Okay. Hold on.
I cannot tell you the last time I personally, in my shower at my house, washed my hair. Easily before the summer.
So you're saying that you take shampoo and you use it on your body, but not your head? Like, you look at the shampoo and you go, I'm putting this on the biceps, but not the head where it's meant to be.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's a pretty good synopsis of it, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if there's any shampoo companies out there that want to sponsor this segment weekly. All open, by the way.
Is it because you don't?
The only time I ever smell is immediately after a workout, and then I shower and I'm good. Like, I'm not a stinky person, so I'm good. You know, my hair, I don't have flakes, I don't have dandruff, no issues.
Is there some reason, like, do you think if you use too much, it's going to, like, make you go bald or something? Do you have, like, some sort of weird fear? Is that it?
No, it's more just, like, it's not an issue. So I don't know, you know, like I don't know if there's like an exact reason why. Just my hair's not gross. I don't smell. It's not disgusting. My body's not gross. So whatever it takes to like quote unquote clean it, like let's just get in it. The shower's in and out. I'm not at the shower to like, you know, spend a lot of time there. So there is no fear though. No.
Have you ever been at the barber where they like wash your hair and you're like, oh my God, I'm a blonde. I didn't know.
No, but I will say this. I go to a place called Westport Cut and Shave, and my guy Marvin cuts my hair. And after the haircut, they wash it, and they give me like a 5-second temple massage, and it is the best 5 seconds of my life.
Okay, so that explains the bathing. How do you explain your towel usage? Because that's something that I think everybody has to bother everyone a big towel just hanging there for months at a time. Like, that's got to, just the mold that's going to accumulate, it's got to bother everyone in your house.
I don't know. I don't think it, I'm pretty sure we don't go for months. I think probably once every, I don't know, I would say between 2 and 4 weeks, the towel probably goes in the shower, or excuse me, the laundry. When I shower, it's a quick shower. When I get out, it's a quick dry. Like, I'm not, you know, my wife will walk around the bedroom for 3 hours in a towel, and I'm like, what are you doing? So I'm just showered up, bing, 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 quick dry, and let's go. Like, we got things to do.
I gotta be honest. I've
like a
been,
whole new way of living.
I feel very close to you right now, and these stances that you have on personal hygiene. I'm with you. Like, it's like you know, yeah. Maybe we can get into laundry habits later. This is something we talk about quite a bit. Very, very interesting, I'm sure, Dan. But laundry habits we can get into along with some actual football questions next week when we're joined by Dan Orlovsky from ESPN. Dan, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you next week, guys.
All right. Dan Orlovsky, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One hotline.
It's like not a month, like, you know, 4 weeks.
It's totally different. Like, I'm not lying. I'm with him. I'm not washing my hair every time. I'm not washing my towel all that much. And I'll wear a t-shirt a couple of times. I'm wearing a t-shirt. I'm not sweating through it. I'm popping it back in the drawer. I'll wear it again. I've probably worn this one before,
Jones,
for all I know.
How often do you get your hair cut?
Maybe if I'm going well, like every 5-6 weeks.
That's how often my guy gets his hair washed.
Well, he said like once a month.
Shower, bing, 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 quick dry, and let's go.
TV guy, they get their hair cut more often. Those TV guys, they're like 3 or 4 weeks, like clockwork, you know?
Those poor people at ESPN got to touch his hair after like a month. Ugh.
I do like the humble brag, though, of, well, you know, I don't stink unless it's after a workout. I'm like, well, that's why I never stink, because I never do that.
Dan always says, if you don't lift weights, you don't get dates.
Well, he's going to be very excited, I think, for actual football because the hypothesizing and the personal hygiene questions, that was a good way to start, I feel like, week one here with Dan Orlovsky. We got to the bottom of it, though. 617-779-7937. We'll get back into your feedback, and we have our triple play at 445 next.